It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A civil rights group filed a lawsuit over a Texas advisory alleging thousands of non-citizens may be registered to vote. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports.
The League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, filed a federal lawsuit against Texas Secretary of State David Whitley and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over a list of 95,000 voters believed to be non-citizens. The Secretary of State's advisory alleges that over 50,000 of these non-citizens voted in one or more past elections and could be on another list of individuals being investigated by the state's Attorney General. LULAC's lawsuit alleges the Secretary of State and Attorney General used that list, which covers over 20 years, to intimidate voters who recently became naturalized citizens but may still be flagged by the state as non-citizen voters. The suit claims that the Secretary of State's recommendation that county election officials remove those suspected voters from the voter rolls constitutes as a voting rights violation. Luis Vera is an attorney with LULAC.
So simply that you cannot use any tactics whatsoever to threaten or intimidate voters, to keep them away from the polls, from voting, and even include registration.
The lawsuit also asked the Secretary of State and Attorney General's office to share the list of individuals under investigation. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
President Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies have fueled anxiety among undocumented youth in New Mexico. And there are local factors that cause stress, too. KUNM's May Ortega reports.
If you go by the Library Bar and Grill in downtown Albuquerque on a Wednesday night, you might hear some salsa music. And you'll see Adriana Martinez giving dancing lessons.
So, gentlemen, you're going to pretend you have two drinks in your hand, okay? And then, ladies, we're going to go ahead and put our hands in those drinks.
Martinez has been teaching classes here for a few months. She's loved dancing her whole life.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Her hobby has become more than that lately. It's a form of therapy.
It makes me super happy. And then it gives you a moment to kind of step away from, like, reality. And then I'm able to kind of relieve some stress.
Martinez's parents brought her to the U.S. illegally when she was 8 years old. Now she's one of 6,000 New Mexicans enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA.
It's a longer period of time in which, you know, if they don't have work authorization, they can't work. It's a longer period of time in which their family status is in limbo. It could be a longer period of time in which, if they qualify for the benefit and they don't get it, the rest of the family, which is depending on that one person getting the benefit, also has to wait. Immigration automatically comes with an extended period of wait time. So when something is supposed to happen immediately in immigration, that's, you know, usually about a year. And so when you have this kind of additional delay, it really changes the dynamic of a family.
It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Tonight at 7:30 on television from KRWG Public Media, Fronteras a Changing America continues its series on how the region is building a 21st century workforce. Tonight's focus is on defense-related employment. Here's a preview in this report about the White Sands Missile Range from Michael Hernandez that first aired in the fall.
Occupying more than 2 million acres of land across five southern New Mexico counties, White Sands Missile Range is the Department of Defense's largest land-based test range facility. The site conducts weapons systems testing for all branches of the military, as well as allied countries and private industries. Originally founded in 1945 as White Sands Proving Ground, the missile range is home to the Army's first rocket launch complex, as well as the Trinity site where the first nuclear test was conducted as part of the Manhattan Project during World War II, ushering in the atomic age. U.S. Army Colonel David Cheney II assumed command of the White Sands Test Center in June. Cheney says the test center employs a wide variety of people, doing everything from mining asteroids for water and rocket fuel to conducting pad abort tests that evaluate how well a launch escape system protects the crew of a spacecraft in an emergency.
We have scientists here. We have all kinds of engineers. Every flavor of engineering is used here at White Sands Missile Range. We also rely heavily on technicians and folks that aren't engineers or maybe don't have a graduate degree or even an undergraduate degree but are very technically savvy and maybe went to tech school and they're helping integrate new equipment onto vehicles and doing modifications. So it really runs the gamut.
Engineers like test officer Henry Cedillo, who works with customers looking to conduct tests at the site. Cedillo says after stints at NMSU and in the workforce, he attended Dongyana Community College to pursue an associate's degree in electronic technology and worked as a student co-op at White Sands.
I was going for my degree, but I wasn't sure of where it was going to lead me. I knew what I wanted to do, and I kind of was leaning towards running my own business at one time. But then when I started to work at White Sands, I started to realize there was more out there than just electronics.
After finishing community college, Cedillo returned to NMSU to continue his education, earning a bachelor's degree in engineering technology and master's in industrial engineering.